What's up, guys? Strength Talking Shop podcast. We got Sam Brown. We got James Thayer. Sensible Sports Performance Seminar crew assembled. What's going on?
Not much, man. I know you've already heard this rant before, but I'm a little bit beat up from the good old-fashioned, old-school conjugate training that I've been doing for, like, the last several months. So I'm just kind of trying not to pass out as we have this conversation.
So from our last discussion, we talked a lot about, obviously, what to kind of expect, or actually more of, like, why we're doing the seminar, how we all three kind of came together. And it's pretty cool. Like, I listened back to it, and it was just like, oh yeah, this is why, like, we're doing this. And it's just really exciting. Kind of like piggyback off that is, like, we talked a lot about communication, but I think a big thing that we can talk about is, like, what people can expect when they come there. You know, we talked about, like, energy, and, like, we're going to talk about these things and that things. I think a big thing that we can maybe emphasize to people is, like, come with questions and know that this is going to be a kind of like a, we're going to be kind of floating on the ocean. Like, we have our big rocks that we want to hit, but, like, if there's anything that you want to bring to the table, like, we as a group are more than happy to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think realistically as well, is, like, if you, the questions that you show up with are really, really important. But also the willingness to, like, try shit, right? Like, for example, the majority of the seminars I've been a part of have been very, like, powerlifter focus, right? Like, that was kind of the end goal with, like, the Train Your Ass Off series and doing all of those. But, like, there are going to be people there that aren't powerlifters. There's going to be people there that aren't athletes. There are going to be people there that maybe just want information, or maybe coaches or whatever. But when it comes to the hands-on stuff, or, like, trying to, jump into some of the stuff that we'll have for, like, the actual hands-on exercises and whatnot, it's like, throw your hat in the ring, like, get the critiques, get the information, you know, like, the only way that you can really get better at teaching somebody something is if you have the experience of doing it yourself. So that's one of the things that I would say is the best way to get the most out of this is if there's an opportunity to try something, raise your hand, right? Like, get, throw the hat in the ring. That's like the best way to figure this stuff out.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to kind of go off of that, like, be selfish coming to this seminar, like, selfish with your questions, selfish with your learning, that, like, don't miss out on an opportunity to have something answered or to try something because you want to set back and, like, you're just there to, like, hear, like, get involved, get hands-on, ask as many questions as you need, as many questions as you want. And especially if you're coming with a group, or you find yourself in a group, like, not only do you get the hands-on application of you doing it, but now you can see how that applies across different people and start thinking to yourself, like, it's similar to with podcasts a lot of times, like, Sam, with your Q&As, whenever you and Dave go into those, sometimes I'll just pause and I'd be like, okay, how would I answer this?
Yeah.
And I'll go through and I'll try to answer it and then push play and be like, okay, that lines up. Yeah, that's worked for. They went in a completely different direction than I would. And, you know, just like being able to have preset questions so you're not trying to think on the spot. If they naturally develop, like, that's fantastic. Can answer them there, but also, like, come in with what you want this experience to be. Try to, because I think that's what a lot of us are hoping for, is, like, that the person walks away with a lot of application, a lot of experience, but it's up to them to kind of curate or to try to create what experience they want, depending on how involved they get, depending on the questions that they ask. Like, we're curating it by being able to offer this seminar and being able to be there and, like, help facilitate it, but they're going to create their own experience by how willing they are to get involved, to try to understand, to ask, like, not just surface level questions, but go layers deep and apply it to whatever their setting is. That, hey, if you have a group of 20 high schoolers, like, ask questions for them that you can best apply. Like, it doesn't have to be so general. Or if you're somebody that has one client that, I mean, all of us probably get this quite a bit, but like just case studies, like the the information that can come from just somebody going, yeah, I got a client that has their hip hurts when they do this. Like, okay, looks like we're going to spend the next 10 minutes diving into this. Strap in, everybody.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I feel like and side note about the questions with the Q&As is I do the same thing, but with Dave in real life. They'll start talking and I'll be like, not really listening. I'm just like, what would I say? So that's like a real thing. That's funny that you said that. Cause, and then he'll throw me for a loop. He'll be like, all right, you answer this one. I'm like, whoa. I was going to not listen for 10 minutes.
You didn't hear the question.
Yeah. Right. but no, I totally agree. And I think if people can understand that we're just not going to talk at them for the day.
Yes.
Right. I will more. This is something that I may have to reel myself in on. I will probe the audience until everybody's uncomfortable. Like I will ask as many questions as I need to. And I will ask as many things as necessary to be like, no, you're participating. I know you don't want to, but like I've worked as in schools with children. Yeah. And like, I know how to get kids to start talking and participating. I will do it to a room full of adults. I have no shame. Right. Like you'll need one of those giant wooden hooks to like yank me off the stage. It's like someone shut him up. He's making everybody uncomfortable. No, but like the point is, it's like we want you to enjoy the process. We want you to participate in the education as much as anybody else. Right. We've all been to seminars where it's like, well, this hour is this and this hour is this. And it's like note taking. And it's like, don't worry. Like you hear the same stupid jokes. It's like, oh, I know none of you were done. Don't worry, I'll get you the slides after. Like no one gives a shit. Like no one cares. You're never gonna look at the slides again. You pretend like you will, but at the end of the day, it's like, where are we gonna use this information the most? And it's like, you're gonna use it by doing it. And then you're gonna be able to teach it better by doing it. So that's what that's like the sensible part of it. It's like, we all understand how this shit looks on paper for most people most of the time. And it's like, you sit in a room, you listen to somebody, then you listen to somebody else. And then by the end of the day, you're drawing all sorts of things on your paper or checking Instagram every 5 seconds, right? Like,
yep.
We're just trying to bring some life back to this stuff because we've all been in rooms where we're like, oh boy, this is stupid.
Well, I think, you know, to wrap that portion of it up is like, we want to engage with you. We want to answer your questions. We want you to have the opportunity to bring your situation. I love the situation you talked about there. Like if I'm a high school strength coach and how can you guys help me in this situation? So, all right, we're going to tailor it towards you. We're going to sit down and figure out what are the problems? What are the issues that you're coming with? Cause that's going to be that's going to be the biggest thing, right? I'm sure on those Q&A, Sam, you say it all the time. It's like, we need a little bit more context here. So like bring that context so we can have the full entire story.
Good point. That's a good point. Yeah. That's it. So many times is like, we're in our heads, right? Like if you go to a seminar and you hear other people ask questions or you have questions in your head that you don't come out with, like you'll try to utilize the information to kind of answer your own question. And it's always like, just ask it, just ask what you got. Like explain to me your situation. Like, how can we better assist you with your situation? And anybody who comes to this is going to hear that between the three of us. It's going to be like, well, can you give me more information on who you're working with? Like, who is your demographic, right? Because those details matter.
Well, and like, here's the other thing is, you know, a majority of like coaches, athletes, whenever they're in the setting, like they can't in real time bounce ideas off of somebody because they're oftentimes the only person. Like you're lucky if you have a assistant coach right there with you that you're like, hey, should we change this? Or like, what do you think about this? Where this can help facilitate a room full of other individuals in the same situation where like you're coming into this with your own background, with your own experience, but you don't have to be the expert. And so with that, you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to like worry about
asking dumb questions, because the whole point is to be able to share different experiences. It's be able to give different lenses of perceptions to help add to that depth of application, or just like creating an expanded exercise index and getting some exposure from us, from some of the other attendees, from some of the gym owners, of all this information that has been collected across all these individuals, now put into one space where we can just talk about it. And better yet, once we get done talking about it, and go, okay, let's walk over here and now do this.
Yeah.
Let's pair these things up. This isn't, it's not the typical hour presentation where like, hey, here's my board. I'm going to point to these things. Here's my 10 slides. It's okay. We just talked about like the reason of why we would do this, or like the intention behind it. Now let's go see if that plays out. And like, hey, okay, this is working. No, that shit. Let's change it. Like, let's use a different cue. Let's find a way that works for you, or better yet, let's find a way that, like, I'm saying this information that you can modify this so you can apply it to your students. Because maybe something we're saying, like that concept or that idea, might be beneficial, but it has to be beneficial to the point where the person receiving the information can then apply it. And so helping them with their verbiage, helping them with analogies in real time to better disseminate that information. And so it's a lot more digestible, because what, like, anybody coming to this is excited and enthusiastic about fitness and coming for that education and for that hands-on experience. Here's the thing. Not everybody you work with cares about that. And so this is the place where you can nerd out, that you can really dig into it, and you can ask that laundry list of questions to be able to take that information, to be able to apply it and get the best results for your athletes, for your clients, for even for your coworkers. Like, if you have other trainers, other coaches, like, take this information, like, let yourself be the expert a little bit, that, hey, this is all the cool shit I learned. Now let me teach you. It's like, I think that's something else that we've kind of touched on, but haven't necessarily like specified, but we want to teach these things so everyone walking away from it not only can apply it, but can teach it. Like, maybe it doesn't have to be to the depth of an all-day seminar, but that they're able to teach it, because that's how it's best going to be applied. Not just them being able to do it, but actually talk about it and explain what's going on, not in our words, but their own words. So them being able to find their own verbiage and, you know, build out their own language and library around what they're learning, that we can be that facilitator of that information just through conversation and discussion while doing the things.
Almost be like the training wheels, right? So we're going to be the training wheels, and then you're going to fly. You're going to take care of it.
I think take them off, going to give you a little push down the road.
And then it's off to the races. And, you know, I think a big thing, analogy I can think of it, is like, you know, the roots are going to be set. You know, we're going to continue to water those roots, and then boom, it's going to sprout into whatever it's going to be, whatever your situation is. You know, I can say from my perspective, you know, I was a college strength coach at all levels. And then I live now for fun, right? And compete. And I can see from both sides how this could be super beneficial. And there, I think you nailed it on the head on that. It's like, as a strength coach, I can see, okay, when I would go to seminars, you would sit, Sam, like you said, you get the slides, and then you'd say, how in the hell am I going to use this in my weight room? Like, this doesn't help me at all in my situation. Hey, but I got my CEUs, right? And then from a lifter side of it, I was like, none of this really applies to me in my powerlifting training. So like, I kind of just wasted a whole entire day where, you know, you get little bits and pieces, but it's like, now I'm back in my weight room on Monday morning. I've got groups coming in and I can't even remember what the slides were over on Saturday. Right. Because we just sat there in a chair. I didn't actually get to apply it. That's the important thing with this seminar. That's truly amazing. It's like, you're going to get hands-on experience. Like, we're going to be right there in your ear, coaching you up, helping you in any way that we possibly can. And I think that's a huge takeaway from this, is like, it's not going to be your average seminar.
Right. And it's, and even with some hands-on stuff at seminars. So I've seen this shit as well, and it drives me nuts. you go to a seminar into now it's like a ballroom, right? Like say you do some bigger named ones, and I'm not going to drop any names here, but there are these breakout rooms where it's like, we're going to try the thing or the system or the whatever. Even if it has squat stands or even a rack set up or bars or whatever, no one's actually training. No one's actually pushing themselves. And no one is even really trying that hard because they don't want to sweat and sit in their own shitty, sweaty clothes all day.
Exactly. Right?
So you go to one of those things and it's like, oh, we have a hands-on breakout group. It's like, no, you're never actually touching any sort of effort in these situations. It's all still theoretical. It'll be like, oh, watch how their hips do this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, this is bullshit. This is not real life. This is not actually coaching. This is not how people work or train. This is going to be a cool experience because it's like, yeah, we're going to have some people working up and we're going to talk about this shit at low percentages, at medium percentages, and at effing high percentages, because now you can see it in action. You can see somebody progress from where they are to potentially getting a I have only seen PRs at seminars that we've done the same sort of style because you can get technically better the day of. Like you get stronger by getting more technically efficient. And that's something that people will see. And that's such a powerful thing to see, is someone's like, my best squat's 405. And then they just dominate 435 or 440 because they've just unlocked better technique, right? But it's you get to see these things in action, but you can also participate and throw your hat in the ring and actually be one of those people to like, hey, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to try this out and I'm going to potentially see some really good benefits, you know? And that's what we're really trying to do, is create the biggest impact for coaches and athletes as we can in the shortest amount of time, right? But if you think about it, like 9 to 5 or 9 to 4 is not a long amount of time in the grand scheme of things. But if we can better impact coaches that show up, that then better impact the athletes that they work with, like you're making a massive, massive impact. And that's why we want to make it as sensible as possible, to be as actionable as you possibly can, to get results from yourself, your own training, and whoever you work with.
Yeah, I think all the great points. And I think the biggest thing that you can take away from that is like, this is going to be for everybody, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a coach, or whether you're just somebody that's want to get better at fitness. Like, do not hesitate to sign up. If you're, no matter what your category is, like, just sign up. You are going to, this is going to be something that you can take on. Like, you're going to be able to be a part of, you know, Thayer, Sam, and myself, like a connection. Like, we're going to be a group that's going to continue on, not just from this one day. Like you said, like, yeah, we'll be 9 to 5 and like, it's going to be a lot of packed information. And we know that everybody's going to PR there. I damn near hope so. They should. But my thing is like, it's going to go on further from this, right? There's going to be more seminars. There's going to be more conversations that are going to be had. So this is just like that spark to the beginning of, you know, hopefully some great moments for whatever your situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. And as an added bonus, like Thayer may not even have a shirt on during the whole seminar.
God, really, I don't hope know. Not.
Have a shirt on.
1,000%.
But yeah, with that, you know, kind of going off of that, that all it takes is a spark to ignite a blaze that sets the forest a spark that sets the fire that sets the forest ablaze. And, you know, similar to that, like if...
Isn't that an Adele lyric?
I have no idea. I hope so. But yeah, I mean, with that, like it's an opportunity to look to your passion, to look to like potentially the reason you got into the field and just run wild with it. Like, I'm sure I can speak for all of us, but there's been times where we've either like been to a conference or been to a workshop or maybe even did a certification where like there was something in it that like reignited, like, okay, I'm not sleeping tonight because I just had 1,000 ideas come for this. And now I have to like write all of them down. I have to read all these things. I know like I've lost sleep recently. Like I'm going through Joe DeFranco and James Smith or Diesel's CPPS. And like, I've lost hours of sleep going through.
It's so good, computer. Right?
Yeah. Awesome. But you know, like stuff like that, it's going in with an intention of like, hey, I'm here to learn because I care about this stuff. Like I actually care that the people I'm working with, I want to make them better. And so in that, like recognizing that trying to find things to either reignite that passion or like continue that spark forward of wanting to dive deeper into information, wanting to learn more, wanting to like ask directly when you might not have that opportunity anywhere else, because you might be the only fitness person. And like, here you are on an island where like trying to show you like land ho, like here's the people, here's the group, like it's right there for you. All you have to do is swim out to it.
I think this is such. Oh, go ahead.
Oh no, yeah. I just think that's a good point about Joe DeFranco's. Was it the CPPS or whatever that
it's is? So yep. Good,
certified.
Yeah. Physical it's super good because it gives you different perspectives on things that you've thought about a million times. Yep. Right? It's like look on paper, you're like, oh, like warm up, this, that, the other thing, but it's like they go through it and you're like, I like how you did that thing with that thing that I always do, but I don't think about it that way. Right. And it's that perspective shift. And I think that's super important to constantly be reminded of different perspectives, even of the same information, but presented in a way that's different or with a different perspective or with a different background of information that led up to it. Because it then, like you said, it kind of sparks that interest in your brain to be like, what else can I do better? Or what else can I be more efficient with? Right.
Completely agree with that, because I think if you're a lifter, you're a coach, and you come to this, it might just be that spark where you're like, oh, I do this, but I don't do it that way. It's like, oh, maybe I could try this when I go to my room. And then we as a group collectively have a conversation. We actually maybe try it out right there in front of you. And it's like, okay, this is something that I could take into my weight room or within my workouts and run with it. That's a huge goal. Like that would be a boom, big win. And that's something you should expect coming into this. It's like, you're going to get different perspectives. Like we all three have like different backgrounds, but it's all rooted in the same thing of just like, how can we help somebody through this whole entire new situation? So I couldn't be more fired up to see what's going to happen, not just from the seminar on January 30th, but like what's going to happen in like March. Or when we check back in with people in like June or July, like, hey, how did that new sequence to your warm-up work out? Man, it made our warm-up so much more effective. We were able to get a couple more extra this and that in. And it's like, okay, cool. Like we did our job.
Yeah, man. I just got a DM tonight from one of the attendees of the last seminar, the one with that Zad Strength. And he put another like 30 pounds on his squat, like since the seminar. He's like, yeah, I've just been like really practicing technique and like things are going in the right direction. I go, fuck yeah, man. Like, that's awesome. Like, that's huge. And he's like, I'm going to be competing in my first powerlifting meet. I'm going to get whatever. And I'm like, cool. Like, that's what we want. Like, we want you to leave this thing and take that action, that dramatic action, that radical responsibility for your training, for your athlete's training, for whatever that may be, and just act on it and do the thing. Like the last thing we want to do is just talk about the thing for a weekend and then just like go back to the shit we were doing before. Like, no, exactly. Like the purpose of this is for you to take that responsibility and realize like, this is, it's go time now. It's like, we are, let's gas pedal this thing. Let's shoot this thing right off the cliff.
And, you know, with that, like, I think it's, like, I'm really excited that the three of us are doing it. Not only that, like, we get to hang out selfishly, like, I just want to go and hang out with you guys. But that there is, it's more than just one speaker. Like, all of us are going to be there to assist and help. And so just naturally through the ebb and flow of the day and through the topics, like, there's going to be opportunities to break off in groups or, you know, make it a lot more like smaller, individualized, because it doesn't have to, if the speaker's attention has to go in one direction. Like, it doesn't take away the whole thing. Like, by all means, whenever we're going, we can break out into groups. And, you know, Sam, you take a couple, I take a couple, Matt, maybe even still presenting to the whole group, but right. like smaller groups of like, hey, I have a question about this, or like, I need more time on that. That's going to be available because there's more than one of us, because we're able to break off that, we're able to divide up and just be flexible on what, not only what the group needs, but what the individual needs. And I think that's going to be, or at least that's what I'm most excited about, is having the opportunity to individualize it for everyone there based on like us meeting them where they are and helping to adapt it that it's most digestible for them and what they need most, that we're not restricted to a time clock where, okay, we have to get this done because, like, you know, we're trying to meet this standard or anything. It's like, no, like, here's what we're going to do today, but we can fluctuate. And like, if the main presentation needs to go on or like move on to something else, because that's where the group is, but a couple people need more time, we have the ability to do that.
Right. And it's another thing too, is if someone asks a question, one of my first things to do as a presenter is be like, who else has this problem, or who yeah. else has this situation? You'll see hands. It's like, okay, cool. What did you guys do? It's like, oh, well, we did this. I go, yeah, that's pretty good. Have you tried that? Right. Like, having the crowd and having the participants have that interplay between each other's situations is super, super important, because if we were to just talk at you for the day, you'd get three perspectives on everything. Now, what we can do is we can get perspectives of high school coaches that are there, college coaches that are there, athletes of different levels that are there. It's like, you get the best of all these worlds all in one place, because we're not afraid to be like, who here has dealt with this before, right? It's like, the show isn't about us. It's about everybody that shows up getting better and us being able to facilitate their growth the best way we possibly can. And I think at the end of the day, that's the best way to go about this, is because we're there to help people grow and develop, but we are not there to limit their growth based on our personal experiences. If there are people there that have experienced something else, like in their college setting or whatever, bring it up. Like, this is part of that process. It's like, we've gotten to this point because we are the ones that would just show up and do whatever we need to do and ask questions. And like, let's be real, we were all probably sitting in the front of the class at one point trying real, real hard, right? But at the end of the day, it's like, we want to be surrounded by other people that are that way. It's like, they want to get the most out of everything they possibly can. None of us are really doing this for the lavish lifestyle that we live, right? Like, none, like, I don't know about you, but Thayer probably drove his fucking helicopter here or whatever that he does. But that becomes because he's a model. Just look at him. He's got no shirt on. It's amazing.
Of course.
But, right? But like, we are doing this because we love doing it. Like, coaching is truly in our genetic makeup. And we have been able to coach it various different levels, various different types of people, athletes, clients, whatever. And it's like, this is so cool. And it feels like you're part of a club, right? Like, you go to a really good seminar, you're like, this is cool. These are my people. It's like, that's what we want to instill. We want to instill that community and realize, like, for 90, and I said this in the other podcast, like, 99.9% of the planet thinks this is really weird. And it is. And that's super cool, because this is wicked fun. Like, coaching people and training is really, really fun. And it's shit that we like to do. And we love to do that with other people that like to do that stuff too. So, like, let's keep building that community, right?
100%. Yeah. Man, I cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun. I love what you talked about. Like, maybe somebody in the crowd, participants, they've gone through an experience like that. And I love that, because if they've already run through the brick wall for you, you can just come right in behind. Help me with your situation. Yeah. They've already figured it out for you. But,
yeah, and you know,
You're good.
I was just going to say, like, the great thing about that is, like, having those different perspectives, it adds context, because, like, in fitness in S&C, it's not 100% this is always the answer. Like, there's context depending on what your situation. That's why, like, so often the answer is it depends. And so by having those different perspectives, by having that different input, it adds context of, hey, maybe this works for a coach that has 10 people in this weight room, where this will not work for somebody that has 50. And, you know, just having that different perspective and context, like, that's what matters, that all of us can say something of, hey, this is where we've had benefit. But, like, it might have been in a situation where we get to spend 10 minutes working with an individual to get it perfect. And in the context of, hey, I have 20 athletes and I only have 40 minutes to work with them. Okay, so, like, we can still take some of this. We can mine it out and find what's going to be most effective to apply that to your setting. And I think that's the biggest thing, is, like, through the community, is finding the context for people and making it most applicable to their setting.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, and I'm thinking back of other seminars I've been to, and they're like, well, with this system, you can do this, 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 and this. And in your head, you're like, this would not work with more than three people. Like, if you were to talk to a real college strength coach, and Matt, you know, you've been there, and Thayer, you know, you've been there. And it's like, if you have 40 people coming in, and then you have another 40 people coming in 45 minutes, it's like, what sort of 14 point warm-up you want me to do? Like, what are we doing here? It's like, that's why it's so important to be able to have those conversations across the hallway there with different people from different backgrounds, with different experiences, but also to realize, like, we're trying to help you decipher real life situations when you're training, right? It's like, these are the principles, these are the big rocks that you can use,
yep,
to help guide your decisions in the future based on your situation, right? And that's what we're trying to do. It's not like we're like the sensible sport performance system. It's like, nah, man, like, we're trying to help you. And I know this is like, kind of a broader idea, but it's like, if we can get you to allow yourself to look at your situation through a different lens, it doesn't even have to be like our lens, but just kind of a little bit different. Yeah. You can see different perspectives and you can see different opportunities that you may have been blinded by or blind to because you're so close to your situation every single day, right? Like, Matt, being a coach at the D1 level, it's like, you roll in at 5:45 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning.
The late start.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And then it's like, you blink and it's 7:30 at night and you're like, what the hell just happened? Right.
When I was an intern at Kentucky, I would leave my house at 2:50 to get there. And we would leave sometimes at 7 o'clock. Now, we would have like breaks in there. So say like 12 to 2.
But then to eat the not food that you can afford.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. I mean, you nailed it on the head with that. Like, you get caught up in your office, you get caught up in the wheels of every single day. And I think back on the times where I had my biggest growth as a coach, it was me going to visit other coaches. We lifted together. We had conversations together. I was able to, hey, I really like the way you did your warm up there. I'm going to steal a couple of those things. Or sure, if I went to a gym and I just lifted there and I was talking to some of the lifters that were there, gym owner, and I was like, I kind of like some of the exercise you guys are doing here. I like the system. Like, I'm going to steal this from you. Right. It was having those conversations. It wasn't me sitting behind my laptop, listening to some talk or whatever. Like, I mean, that's great. That's obviously awesome. But it was actually getting out there and being able to apply something. And that's what you're going to get with this seminar, right? You're going to be able to apply this when you go to your gym or your school or wherever it's going to be. You can apply it the next day. Because it will be on a Sunday, January 30th, 2022, Kansas City Strength and Conditioning. Olathe Kanter.
Oh, it is 2022. Holy crap.
I know, dude. It's crazy.
That's weird.
Wild. You can go sign up right now.
Yeah, we'll have the link in the show notes for it.
Yes. I believe, what, practicemovement.com, correct?
Yep. You got it. God, that's a good name right there.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
That's some good marketing.
And to, we can't end this without saying, like, thank you to Matt. Thank you to his whole entire crew. Thank you to John. Thank you to Ryan. Everybody, like, for allowing us to use their facility to help. All the promotion they've done too, as well, has been incredible. I mean, Matt is an incredible guy. I can't say thank you enough to those guys. And then also thank you to you two men, you know, Theron Brown, like, thank you guys. Like, this is going to be an awesome experience for everybody. I'm super pumped.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I appreciate both of you being willing to kind of jump in this, especially like keeping it close to Kansas. Like, I'm a bit biased and a bit partial to it, but yeah, I'm really excited to like build out that Kansas community. And like, even if we get some Missouri people, that's fine too.
We're better.
Yeah, I mean, like, kind of one of the leaving notes for me is that we've talked about quite a bit is like, it's showing up. It's like, you can all, if you're looking for an excuse, you're always going to find one, but like, you're never going to give yourself that opportunity of exposure if you never take the starting step to just show up. It's kind of that mentality, like the TR mentality of like the man in the arena. Like, put yourself in a situation that forces growth.
100%. Yeah, I mean, that's as good of a way to end that.
This is me dropping a mic.
Yeah, like, handsome and shirtless. Like, what are we doing? Like, how am I going to compete with that shit?
Real excited to share a hotel room with me that week.
Oh, you have no idea. I have the strangest sleep routines. You're going to love them.
Oh, no. Oh my goodness.
No, but, like, I've never been to Kansas. I've never been to Missouri. I've never been to any of these places. So this is really cool. Originally from New England. So I guess getting me farther and farther away. I guess I'm just going to be like a Midwest guy now. So that's a big Midwest guy. But no, I'm pumped, man. Like, this is going to be a really cool opportunity. This is the realization of all of us just being able to just show up and do the thing. Like, it sounds so simple, but it's like, we were like, hey, we want to do a seminar. We want to help educate. We want to kind of pass on the knowledge that we've been given by people before us. And it's like, yeah, let's just do it. Let's do the thing and help as many people as we possibly can and have a little bit of fun.
Exactly. And this is going to be something fun for everybody, no matter your situation. I love what Thayer said. Show up. Just show up and you're going to have an awesome time. You're going to learn. You're going to take so much information. January 30th, 2022, Kansas City Strength and Conditioning. Down in the show notes is where you can sign up. Thayer, Sam, thank you guys for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. Stay strong.